Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Finnegan coming set. The 1-2 on the way. Swinging a fly ball deep right field. Lyle going back at the track. He leaps and he can't get it. It's gone into the bullpen. And the Rockies lead it 6-4. A two-run homer for Mickey Moniak. And Finnegan, who had not given up a home run all season, has surrendered two here in the ninth.
Logan Paulson's on the show in 30 minutes. We'll talk Commanders. Want to get his thoughts on some of the kids he saw at minicamp and his takeaways from the new crop of players added via the draft and free agency this year who have been on the field with Washington. As we welcome you back to Grant and Danny on the Fan, the Nats had their losing streak fall to 9 last night, and they are 12 under 500. We spent the day talking about the gift that the Colorado Rockies being on the schedule were. It could also work out that it's not a blessing, but it's a curse. That you're playing this terrible team and now you lose some games, and that's how baseball works. Sometimes you lose to teams that are better than you. And it could end up being not only the undoing of the season in the way of the standings, which is happening before our eyes, but it really could end up leading to major changes for the Nationals. So the question for you guys at 800-636-1067 is, you get to make one move. You're sitting in the Mike Rizzo chair and you get to do one thing today as far as the Nationals goes. You're making a change. What is it? 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067.
So this is not something I say lightly. I never like to sit here and advocate for people's jobs simply because it's something that you should take very seriously. It's got to rise to a pretty egregious level, and I think we're here now. I don't know if it's all his fault, but I do know that symbolically, to show everybody that what's happening is not okay, I'll move on from Darnell Coles. That's what I would do. Last night, what's lost in all this is they managed four hits against a Rockies staff that's horrendous. Their starting pitcher is a minor leaguer. He stinks. A 7.77 ERA diced you up for a handful of innings before you eventually got to him in the fifth. But come on, man.
You mean Cy Palmquist?
Yeah, old Cy Palmquist, right? Now, is he a... I mean, it sounds like a weird character in a kid's novel about baseball. Palmquist, whatever the hell the kid's name is. Enough. Enough of this. They don't hit... I know a lot of the reason they don't hit is because Josh Bell is going to get 600 at-bats, hitting .180. I know that, you know, they have a bunch of 4A guys hanging out in the middle of the order, and Keber Ruiz isn't any good. I know all the information. I just have to do something to show everybody this is what happens when this is happening.
Yeah, it's a results business. Say no more. The point I often bring up with their offense is that when you look at the expected numbers, which speak to the process, not the result, you know this better than most. You played college baseball. The process can be very good, and you can barrel a ball and do everything you were coached to do and everything you're supposed to do, and baseball's a cruel mistress. It's an out. Last night, you know how many balls they hit over 100 miles an hour?
No.
Just take a guess. What would be, like, first, what would be a good number in a baseball game over 100 miles an hour?
Like 8 to 10, somewhere in there?
They hit 10 last night.
Yeah.
They had four hits. So... last night, they got unlucky. And it stands to reason, if that's true, then you could get unlucky plenty of other games. Mm-hmm. And they have, by the way. Their expected batting average, I believe, is still top five. Their expected slug is still top 10 in baseball. But I could say that out of one side of my mouth, and on the other say, that doesn't make you feel any better, does it?
Mm-mm.
And to your point, the change is kind of the pulling of the goalie. It is the thing you can do to just rattle some cages, for lack of a better phrase. Like to just, you know, go into the clubhouse and make people uncomfortable and say, we got to do something here. So I understand the Coles idea. If I was making a change on the coaching staff, I feel bad. I don't know this guy at all. Might be the best coach ever, and he might be the best guy ever. Ricky Gutierrez, thank you for the time at third base. It's been real.
Let's get someone else a chance over there to get guys thrown out.
I don't know how to quantify a good third base coach versus bad. It's not an easy thing to look up in terms of like outs going from third to home, or what's a good send, what's a bad send. How do you statistically judge that? That's not a stat you can find on Baseball Reference. I just know they get too many guys thrown out. They have too many mistakes. They had one recently during this skid where Jacob Young didn't score. They had two guys thrown out at home while they're not scoring runs, averaging two per game this month again. And it hasn't been good enough. And when I look at Mike Rizzo talks about the back of the baseball card,
mm-hmm.
he's not a guy with a long back of the baseball card in this role. It's not like he's done it in four places and he's got a bunch of people screaming about how good he is. So he might be great. Also, you could tell me it's a little bit of a cop-out because is that really that big of a deal? Probably not. Switching out the third base coach is like firing the kicker, essentially. It's just a
yeah,
move
right.
to make a move. But I think that's kind of what is necessary.
Kind of what we're talking about.
At least at that point, all of the people who are frothing at the mouth correctly about how terrible they're playing would be able to say that they did something. Okay, so if you want meat, that's the meat I will throw you for right now. I don't know if that'll suffice. I don't know, as you're chomping on it, if that's going to go down smoothly and be what you're looking for. But I will tell you another move I would make. Drew Millis would get called up from the minor leagues. This is kind of a rearranging of a deck chair. Their catching situation is a disaster at this point. K'Bert Ruiz has one of the lowest OPSs in baseball, and I think we're kind of at the end of the road in terms of wondering, is there a corner to be turned? You know, can he get right? Is he going to be the long-term answer? I think the data has come back in for the most part now over a long enough stretch to have a pretty good idea of that. But his backup, Riley Adams, is 0 for his last, I believe it's 32 at the plate right now.
Oof.
Might be 31. He is 5 for the entire season. I've long liked Riley Adams as a power bat, a righty against lefties. A couple seasons ago, he raked against left-handed pitching. I think to some extent his season was derailed because he barely got to play for weeks at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all his fault. But Danny's 5 for 55 this season.
Yikes.
5 for 55, and he does not have a hit in over 30 at-bats.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is it that you'd say you do here? So Millis is up, and I would start Millis over Ruiz. And while he's benched, essentially, and not starting every single night, I'm working with him. I'm tinkering. They can't send him down, or I would do that. He's out of options. But I am basically on the side. He could start a day game on a Sunday or whatever and get a little bit of work until he gets going. But I'm acting as if he's in West Palm Beach, essentially, while Drew Millis, who's in AAA, not raking by any means, but he's athletic, he can run, he can throw. I think he is currently the guy that would give you the most offensively in the organization at catcher, and I'm trying that. They don't really have a great solution, but to me, this would be the one move they could make that's kind of, as far as players go, where you go, whoa, they mean business. Remember when they sent Luis Garcia down and like told him to get in shape?
Yes.
That was a big moment, I thought, because you could tell Mike Rizzo's furious. Mm-hmm. Davey Martinez,
they've had enough.
Doesn't like this guy right now. The Ruiz situation, it would be similar. He has had a leash longer than the line at the DMV. If you made a move at catcher, I think it would be indicative of something. But what's your one move that you would make? Ramsey and Waldorf, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, how y'all fellas doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Appreciate y'all taking my call. All right. I mean, I'm going to just be honest with you. I really like David Martinez as a person. I think he's a good guy, great guy. But his intensity is not there for me. He don't put no fire on these guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's just too calm and too cool and too collective for me. I would just like, you know, like first base, like when you, not first base, when you shooting for the first time, you know, the first pitch, no one swings at the first pitch. James Wood, I love all of them, but none of them switch at switch.
Well, I would argue buddy. With that a little bit. They see fewer pitches than almost every team in baseball. So there's plenty of swinging at the first pitch. C.J. Abrams writes the book on it.
He leads the league in it. Yeah, I mean, so
I would say that, you know, not that you should never do that. You pick your spots, but they could go the other way more often, which is to make pitchers work.
Yeah, but the fire element is such a hard thing, right? When you're losing, fans want to see, I'm upset. Are you upset at all? Wouldn't it be nice if you showed me some upset? But part of the reason the players love a guy like Davey Martinez, I'm just devil's advocate here, is steady Eddie. You don't know if we won 15-0 the night before, we got beat 21-2 the night before. Like he shows up and he's the same positive guy. Players appreciate that in general. Now, when it's not working, it all of a sudden looks a lot worse, right? I mean, again, my Rivera comp is always the same way. Like that dude seems like a pretty pleasant man, a nice guy. But when your cutesy, folksy little sayings when you're 4-13 and you don't know you can be eliminated from the postseason, oh my God, you clown shoe, get out of here. Like, it's infuriating.
I talked about this yesterday. His popularity and reverence from a player standpoint in clubhouses stems from the consistency, the never wavering, the never changing, the positivity not going away, which was the mistake that he made with his comments over the weekend. And his hand did shake. It rarely doesn't. But he showed some of the agitation and the frustration that's getting to him at this point. But I think more often than not, I do want a very stoic-looking manager who doesn't look phased. I thought it was a mistake when he was phased and basically came out barking this weekend while trying to defend his coaching staff. But I think it's not hypocritical to say that and to also say, in-game, if he were to go out and defend someone who, you know, doesn't like a strike call or something, be a nice time to do that. Like, go get ejected. You haven't been ejected all year. The next time one of his guys has an issue with a call or, you know, a pitcher's getting squeezed or something, might not be the worst time to just go out there, show the boys you got their back, kick some dirt around, throw a rosin bag like a grenade and see what happens. Stewart's in Fredericksburg on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Howdy, fellas. I know you want me to be the general manager and make a change on the baseball side, but if I'm the omnipotent DC sports god, it starts at the top. The learners have to sell the team. It's organizational rot from the top down. And I mean this not just from a baseball operations perspective, the product that's on the field, but they cry poor, and yet they can't find naming rights for the stadium. They can't get a jersey ad patch that gives them money to actually invest in the team, to turn one of these $2 or $3 million bullpen arms into a $10 or $12 million bullpen arm that you can rely on. Because outside of Kyle Finnegan and Cole Henry, there's not a single person on the team that you can rely on in a stressful situation to get outs for you. And in a division where teams are investing money like crazy, whether it's the Mets, the Phillies, or the Braves, you just don't have enough talent on the field to compete. So, yes, you can make a change at catcher. You can call up Millis. You can make a change with the hitting coach to try to find some offense. But until you're willing to invest in the team and find some talent that can compete in this division and in Major League Baseball, you're doing yourself a disservice. James Wood is a superstar. We can't market him. We're not making money off of that. He's going to walk. Mackenzie Gore is closer to walking than signing a new deal with this team. And that starts from the top down. The learners refuse to invest and we will be stuck in baseball purgatory until they sell the team. And it stinks, man. It really is a bummer when you were able to compete consistently for so long, but after that money goes away, you're just left in the wilderness. And that is a terrible place to be, man. And it's a real bummer as a Nats fan. Thanks, fellas.
Very well said.
We'll stop you when you say something we disagree with.
Yeah, we can put our feet up.
Now, that was the straw man answer in the sense that, yeah, that's probably going to help more than calling up Drew Millis.
Yeah, every Redskins conversation we had started with that for decades. Correct, yeah.
They're either going to sell or they're not, and there's no Major League Baseball getting involved in Jim Irsay saying they need to happening here. I mean, these are good people that treat people well that just right now aren't spending any money. This is not a Dan Snyder situation. So as long as they're owning the team, it looks like this is the scenario. And I'll say one more thing. I had different people over the last couple of years in my ear suggesting and giving me some optimism that they would spend when it was time. This past offseason being when they would have spent it.
That would have been time, yeah.
Hey, they're just not engaged right now or spending right now because it's not time to do it in the rebuild. And I go, I totally get it, but how do I know they're going to? Oh, look at the past they did. And then this offseason came and went and they didn't. And so, fool me six times, shame on me. I'm not sure what the saying is. So there's going to be hope, because if you don't have hope, what do you have, that they spend this offseason. But I will just now be in the mode of being pleasantly surprised when they do. I have no expectation that it's going to happen. Because if you weren't willing to this offseason, there's no real reason why you would next offseason. You wasted a year of control of Abrams and Gore, who are closer to free agency. You wasted the first full season of James Wood in this Dylan Cruz year without supplementing and adding talent. So I don't think that there's now going to be some renaissance spend where they decide, okay, we're ready, it's time. We just took a little sabbatical from spending because you guys weren't ready for money, but now you are. I think this is what it is. And that's a reality we got to deal with. But you know what? You got to find a way to compete like the Rays do, like the Guardians do, yeah, like some of these other teams do. And it means you can't miss in the draft. You can't miss in development. It is maddening as a fan, and it should be. It's really, really frustrating.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.